Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Luke 7 verse 47, Jesus said, "Her sins, and their many, have been forgiven, so she has shown me much love." The word for today says, your past qualifies you as a worshipper. Here's some more of that scripture from Luke 7, verses 36 to 39. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to have dinner with him. When a certain immoral woman from that city heard that he was eating there, she brought a beautiful alabaster jar filled with expensive perfume. Then she knelt behind him at his feet, weeping. Her tears fell on his feet, and she wiped them with her hair. Then she kept kissing his feet and putting perfume on them. When the Pharisee who'd invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he'd know what kind of woman is touching him. She's a sinner." Then Jesus answered his thoughts. And what did he tell this Pharisee? The same thing that he's saying to you today. It's your past that qualifies you to worship God. In Luke 7 verse 47, he said, "I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven, so she's shown me much love. But a person who is forgiven little only shows little love." The depths of sin from which she'd been lifted caused her to rise to heights in worship that this Pharisee couldn't understand. If there's a worship leader in Scripture, it's David. Looking back, he wrote in Psalm 40 verses 1 to 3, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He's put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord." So today, remember, your past qualifies you as a worshipper. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.